Yeah, Paul Bach asked me a couple weeks back about sharing with you guys about my faith journey, my relationship with Christ which is many years now. And so I kind of immediately sat down and started jotting down notes about what I wanted to say and what I felt was important. And then the thought came to me that what I think is most valuable when I'm hearing other people talk about their faith is how not necessarily they've responded to life, because we all, you know, come from our own background and respond in our unique ways, but I really want to know what God is doing in someone's life to amaze them or to show that he's bigger than just the circumstances they grew up in or the friends and relationships they have. And so just thinking about that and praying about that kind of what I share with you guys would tell you more about who God is and how he's worked in my life, and a little less about how my circumstances have kind of brought me to where I am, if that makes sense. So, but I do feel that you guys, full disclosure, I need to give you some background on my life too. So I was Oregon native. My family was Presbyterian growing up. We attended a Presbyterian church in North Portland. And when I was in my early teens, we moved out to the suburbs, out towards Gresham. And I was, you know, kind of raised in that Presbyterian church culture, and so I felt very comfortable in that. But I don't feel like, felt like I could have lived that way and people would have said, oh yes, he's a Christian. I would say, yeah, I was raised a Christian. But it wasn't until my mid-teens that I had a beach retreat with some friends. And we were asked to go out to the beach and just pray, which had some people about some items on a piece of paper. And I remember going out with this kid, Travis Snow. I don't know him anymore, but we prayed. And something in that moment, that was one of those epiphany-type moments where just the light goes on. Wow, like all these years I've been going to church, but I felt like I actually just spoke with the creator of the universe in that moment. And that was really kind of the real beginnings of my faith journey in seeking to know who God is and seeing him work in my life. I'd say probably, you know, three, almost 4 years later, I was in my late teens. Moved away from home and went into a deep depression where I was feeling suicidal on a regular basis and trying to reconcile this, why this faith in God. And Jesus talked about us living life and just having a hard time realizing that in my life and not quite knowing what to make of that at the time. So, you know, I talked to a lot of different counselors and church people. I went to a variety of churches trying to find a place where I felt like I belonged and people that could understand me, but it seemed that whether I went to Church of God, heavily Pentecostal churches, you know, Bethel Baptist type churches, wherever I went, and I went to more than I could count on, you know, my two hands in 4 years, that I just couldn't find people that were, I felt, could relate to me and what I was experiencing for whatever reason. But through it all, I felt that, you know, that maybe I had stepped away from God and just trying to wrestle through that. And as I moved back, I was outside of Portland at the time, and I moved back to Portland in my mid-20s. And found some friends that I had grown up with that were going to Imago Dei and started attending there with, you know, people that had kind of come from a lot of different church backgrounds. So, and I kind of felt like, oh, I'm kind of like getting back into this church thing. Like, I kind of felt like, oh, I'm getting back into like this Christian life. But then part of me was like, yeah, the Christian life isn't really about like the cultures that we inhabit. It's how Christ invades those cultures and uses us in those cultures. And so I think I just began to kind of just plead to God more and more, like, God, show me where you are working. Show me what you're doing through people. And just began kind of seeking out people that I felt were not just good people or embodying Christian traits, but people who really, really sought to know God and what God's heart was. And I found that those were kind of the where I was beginning to see and understand more of God. And I felt that I needed to experience more of God in my life. And I think at one time I thought Jesus was magic, and then I'm like, no, Jesus isn't magic, or maybe he is. But I kind of went back and forth on, like, is there a prosperity gospel? What are all these expressions of Christianity, and what does God really want for us? And I think after many years, I've kind of landed at a point where I don't necessarily think God wants us to be quote-unquote good people. I think that God wants us to know him and wants us to be in relationship with him. And I think probably a lot of the time that ends up making us look like a good person in some cases. But I know this in my bones, is that Christ hasn't called me just to sit in a church pew and sing songs, but he's called me to relate to people that are dealing with life and to bring Christ to them. And I feel that God has, because of the fact that I went through this significant depression earlier in life and kind of just have been seeking God through that, I feel that tends to draw other people that are going through really difficult life circumstances, whether it is people are feeling suicidal or just having a hard time figuring out, like, what am I doing in life? I feel like that is where God has called me in terms of being available to people. I feel like those are the most satisfying relationships and conversations that I have with people. When people tell me about why they're having a hard time in life or trying to make sense of things. And so if, Paul talks about us all being a part of the body of Christ, I really think that, like, maybe God has called me to be his ear and just be someone to listen to people if they're going through tough things, and as well as if they're going through really great things in life. I feel like that's where kind of God has been shaping me over these years, is to be someone who, and I can recall, like, being in grade school and, you know, having friends say, like, oh, I really appreciate you listening to me, like, you're good at listening to me, and I've just heard that over the years. And I think about as I kind of take the stuff that I've dealt with, the dark areas of my life, and can let people know that I can listen to you because I feel like I've been there, and you're not alone, and God wants you to know that you're not alone. I feel like that's been a really big part of my big journey, and who God has shaped me to be. So I don't know how I'm doing on time. Probably close to wrap up, but I just want to let you guys know that as a body, is that if you don't know me, and I certainly wouldn't expect you to feel comfortable and safe just coming and sharing a lot of dark stuff with me. But as a member of the body of Christ, that's certainly where I see part of where God uses me. So, I guess the last thing I want to say is that I think Jesus is magic. And I just want to say that because in kind of the darkest areas of my life, when it comes to, like, just my thoughts about myself, if it's like negative thoughts towards myself or others, I have found that the best way to deal with those is to go to God and just say, God, I'm having a lot of trouble. Not necessarily loving, because I feel like loving is an action. You can do things that are loving towards people without actually liking them. Going to God and saying, God, I'm having a really hard time, like, accepting this person the way that you accept them. And I feel like without fail, God has always met me in that area. And each instance has been a little different, but it's one of those things where I think that, like, I didn't have the capacity to care for this person or that person, but when I asked God to say, God, let me look at this person the way that you look at them, give me the heart for them that you have for them, that Jesus really is, in a sense, there's this, I don't think magic is the right word because it has so many other connotations, but God has always met me in that place. And I feel like that speaks volumes to who God is and what's important to him. So, and that's a little bit of my faith journey. So there you go.
Wonderful.